Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and it's family fun and fireworks night here at TD Ballpark. Tonight we've got Game 5 of the 6-game series between the visiting Tampa Darpins and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays have now taken 3 of the first 4 games of this series after last night's 7-2 win. Tampa took a 2-0 lead in the first inning, and through the first 3 innings of the ballgame, Tampa starter Zach Messenger was looking really good, only facing one hitter above the minimum, but Dunedin got him for a run in the fourth on a Michael Cercone RBI double, and one more in the fifth before Messenger was taken out of the ballgame. But it didn't get too much better for the Tarpons after the pitching change. Enrique Santana hit a batter and gave up a 2-RBI single to Cade Doty before getting out of the inning, and now with Dunedin up 4-2. Later on in the seventh, with Nick Pocharek pitching for Tampa, Josh Kasevich led off with a single, and Esteban Machado and Cade Doty hit back-to-back RBI doubles, knocking Pocharek out of the game and eventually scoring on a wild pitch by new Tampa reliever Bailey Dees, making it 7-2. After Blue Jays starter Lazaro Estrada was touched up for 2 in the first, the Blue Jays staff was lights out, just 3 hits allowed through the last 8 innings and no runs. Kelvin Perez was outstanding out of the pen, going 3 2/3 of shutout ball and striking out 4 for what was his best appearance of the season thus far. Nathaniel Perez Lopez entered in the 7th and finished out the game, striking out 5 in his 3 innings of work and earning his 2nd save of the year. Elsewhere around the Florida State League, Bradenton kept pace with the Blue Jays with a 6-1 win over Palm Beach. Jupiter won 3-1, their 3rd consecutive victory over Fort Myers. St. Lucie beat Clearwater 11-8 in a comeback victory, and Lakeland and Daytona were suspended in the 4th inning due to weather, with Daytona leading 2-1. They'll finish that game up today as part of a doubleheader. Now looking at the standings, Palm Beach still leads the East, now clinging to a 1-game lead over St. Lucie at 22-18. Jupiter is back over 500 in 3rd at 20-19, and Daytona is still last at 11-26. In the West, Bradenton still leads at 26-14, picking up a game and now leading Tampa by 2 games at 23-15. And your Blue Jays are still 3.5 back of first now at 22-17, obviously with Bradenton getting the win last night. Lakeland stays in fourth at 18-19, Fort Myers is fifth at 15-23, and Clearwater is last at 14-26. Moving to tonight, Dion Santos is on the bump for your Blue Jays, making his 14th start of the year. Santos is 4-5 on the year with a 3.29 ERA, but the Blue Jays' 28th-ranked prospect has continued his struggles since winning Pitcher of the Month in May. Last week, he got clipped for 3 runs in 4 2/3, and it was the 3 walks that hurt him most, with 2 of the 3 runs allowed reaching base via the walk. But the last time Dion faced the Tarpons is definitely a fond memory for him. That game came on May 14th when the Blue Jays struck out a minor league record 24 hitters, including 10 by Santos. So let's hope he can find similar success against this Tampa team. For the Tarpons, they'll send out Joel Valdez, making his 2nd start of the year for Tampa. He went 3 2/3 last week against Clearwater, giving up 2 earned runs, but he did strike out 7. Valdez has shown promise in the Complex League this year as well. The 22-year-old struck out 43 batters in 28 innings in the Complex League, but also walked 17 and had an ERA of 4.82. No roster moves to make note of, so let's take a look at the lineups. First for the visiting Tampa Tarpons, managed by Rachel Balkovec. Batting first in center field, Spencer Jones. Batting second, the DH, Antonio Gomez. Batting third at third, Marcos Cabrera. Batting fourth, the catcher, Ben Rice. Batting fifth in left field, Christopher Familia. Batting sixth at first base, Connor Cannon. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roberto Chirinos. Batting eighth in right field, Rainfer Salinas. And batting ninth, rounding out the order, playing second base, Luis Santos. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. They look like this. Batting first at third base, Josh Kasevich. Batting second in left field, Alan Roden. Batting third at second base, Cade Doty. Batting fourth at first base, Peyton Williams. Batting 5th at shortstop, Esteban Machado. Batting 6th, the DH, Ryan McCarty. Batting 7th in center field, Devontae Brown. Batting 8th at the catcher, Jose Ferrer. And rounding out the order, batting 9th, playing right field, Roque Salinas. First pitch should be in about 22 minutes, so stay tuned. We're going to have an interview with Ben Baggett. He was nice enough to sit down with me yesterday, before yesterday's game, and after his save on Thursday night. So hopefully you enjoy the interview, and we'll be back. This is Chris Valentine for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm here with Blue Jays reliever Ben Baggett. Ben, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. We'll start off with last night. Obviously, the plan was not to use you in the ninth, I'm sure.
Right,
That's not what you were expecting. No. But your teammate, Sonny Martinez, went out, struggled a little bit, and they called on you to finish up, get the last out. What's going through your head with the runners at second and third? You're out to get the last out. What's going through your head?
Just coming in, I just wanted to just attack right from the get-go. I feel like with a game like that, you start losing a little momentum. You get guys in scoring position with three runs to tie it, and you get that like change of play with bringing somebody new in. And I think the goal is just to get the gas pedal going right again. So it's just slam the foot on the gas and go right after him.
Yeah, and they had garnered all that momentum. It was a four-run lead going into the top half of the ninth. Two runs had come in. What's the warm-up situation like? You obviously don't have a ton of time. Donnie, when he came out, talked to Sonny for a couple of seconds to try and get you a couple more pitches. How is that warm-up different from normal?
I'd say you're not mentally prepared going into it, like going into getting on the mound in the pen. And then once you get up there, it's just like the adrenaline hits. You want to win the ball game ultimately, so it's just like that takes over. So it doesn't take much, probably through eight total throws in the pen, and then get on the mound, go through my usual pre-pitch warm-ups, and then it's go time. So I feel like the adrenaline really takes over. The desire to, like, just win and compete and beat the guy you're going against takes over, and that's the end of that.
Yeah. How does your normal pregame warm-up when you're going into your bullpen session before you go in, what's that like?
I feel like you normally mentally know when your kind of role is being called on and coming off, throwing the other night and then coming again today or yesterday. Didn't really know, so mentally wasn't as, like, locked in leading into that situation. And then once the ninth came along and they started getting a few guys on, I started kind of checking back in and just let the adrenaline take over on the mound. So I'd say normally you're getting a little more throws in the bullpen. You're kind of building up a little slower, but then yesterday's just hit the gas and go.
Yep. You went to Stanford.
I did.
You transferred to Florida Southern for the 2020 season. Obviously, that got cut short due to COVID.
Right.
According to Baseball Reference, I wasn't able to find a ton of stats on you at Stanford, but you played just four games in college with injuries being a huge factor. How difficult was it in your college career not being able to pitch as much as you wanted to?
Yeah, it was pretty hard. It's the hardest thing I've been through, but I think it's something that has really shaped me. From a baseball perspective, from a life perspective, something that has taught me more than really anything else that I've ever been through. And so only throwing one game at Stanford in 4 years and really not ever being healthy enough to pitch at all was something that you either learn to adapt to and overcome, or you just get beat and then you move on with your life. And that was not something that was going to happen to me. And I'm pretty proud of everything I've been through, and only having pitched a couple games in 5 years of college and coming out with 2 degrees and just as many probably total innings as I have degrees. And I think it really does, though, help me in life, being a husband, hopefully being a father, being able to relate to other people who've gone through different things, and also just on the field now. Being one of the older ones in the clubhouse and someone who hasn't really played that much, but having a little bit different perspective on everything. And so I think getting out of the game of baseball and almost having that taken away from you and having to kind of kick the door back in is something that has completely changed how I view the game and how I view kind of what I do, and I'm pretty thankful for it.
And you said that you were out of the game for a little bit. Now the rumor that I've heard from Andrew, our social media guy, our player liaison, if you will, You got signed because of Twitter. Any truth
I did.
To that?
Yeah, I did. Well, so I was coming back from some injuries and coaching for a while and ended up getting healthy, started throwing again with our pro guys and throwing with our high school kids, and really knew I still had it in me, and so I started ramping back up fully, felt good, and got on the mound for the first day, got some data from it, and it went on Twitter, and got a call from Joe Sheehan actually the same night that it went on Twitter.
Really?
Quick? Yeah, so it was the first time I've been on the mound pain-free and healthy in years, and maybe proceeded to be able to get on the mound a few more times before spring training. But it was definitely a whirlwind of events.
I've also been told that you've got a pretty unique throwing program.
I do.
Would you like to shed some light on that?
I kind of just pick and choose. I've been kind of in the pitching development world for 10 years now, I guess, just being introduced to it to where now being able to coach guys and kind of put things together for myself. But I think Bruce Lee said pretty much, I'll paraphrase it, it's get rid of what doesn't work, keep what works, and then add what you feel like works for you. And that's kind of the same mentality that I've adopted. So taking things from different throwers, javelin throwers, quarterbacks, infielders, catchers, outfielders, kind of just look at the best throwers in the world and kind of what they do and how they go about kind of building that. And I've kind of just put bits and pieces together through that. And so it's not solidified by any means. You go talk to Drew, the pitching coach, and he'll tell you I'm probably doing something different every day. But it's just a fun way to experiment and develop and get better. Uh-huh. So it's definitely not your traditional.
You did mention the javelin, so I want to go into that a little
bit. All right.
What's the reaction the first time you come into the clubhouse and you pull out the javelin?
So
you start throwing it around.
Yeah. So I spring training, second day of spring training, I get there and I've been throwing javelins the past probably 4 or 5 months, and something that really helped me. So I'm like, you know what? Like, I mean, I pitched a couple innings in college. Like, I'm completely over what anyone thinks of what I do, or like, it could care less. And so I'm just rolling into spring training with two spears. They're about 7-8 feet long, and about to take them out to the field. And I put them by the door and then go across the weight room to start warming up, and I look over and there's like 10 guys surrounding the spears already, just like touching them. Like, it's like, I was like, uh-oh, this is gonna get interesting. So then proceed to take them out, was gonna go to the field and throw them, and I had a couple people come out who are employees, not players, and they were like, you know what, I don't think from a liability perspective it's gonna be a good look to throw spears around the field. And so I unfortunately didn't get to throw any javelins at spring training, but there is a nice soccer complex about 5 minutes down the road.
Okay.
And so sometimes after spring training would end, spears are in the back of my truck. They're in the back of my truck right now. And I would just roll on over and I'll put on a podcast or like a audiobook, make a phone call or something, and just throw some spears.
What kind of podcasts are Ben Baggett listening to?
You know, it honestly varies. I listen to a lot of training stuff. I'll listen to different audiobooks that my dad will send me, different stuff from finance to business stuff, mindset type of stuff, different things with like Christianity. Just kind of varies. I like to mix it up.
Okay. You mentioned that your husband, you met your wife, I'm assuming at Stanford.
I did.
That would make sense. Time
I did.
Up. She plays soccer for the Washington Spirit.
She
in
does.
The NWSL. How competitive do you guys get with you both being pro athletes?
You know, I think she is probably the more competitive one outside of the sport.
Okay.
She really likes cards, and she loves to beat me in cards and, like, gloat about it. And she competes pretty hard in those. But I'm not too competitive on things, like, outside of, I would say, like, the sport. I kind of try to, like, turn off the switch. Because if I turn it on, then I'm going to say something I'm going to regret. And she's going to get upset. And it's just going to be a bad night.
Seems like a good decision. Happy wife.
Happy life. Exactly.
Don't want to
exactly.
say anything to upset her.
No, she's the better athlete for sure. So there's that.
She was what, third overall pick?
Third overall, yep.
I looked both of you up and I saw there was an absolute haul that the Spirit had to give up to
trade for
that pick.
Yeah, she's a stud. She's gone through we almost flipped spaces a little bit, so coming through college, she was healthy, just the stud of Stanford soccer for four years, and I was dealing with a lot of injuries and everything, and then once she got to pro soccer, it kind of flip-flopped, and she's been dealing with some stuff, just some bad luck stuff, and maybe I went through a lot of that just to be able to kind of help her go through it as well, so but all in all, she'll be back, and I think she'll be better.
That'd be great. Hopefully, we can have Ben Baggett up in Toronto, and then Jordan Baggett dominating the NWSL.
Yeah,
that'd be a great power couple.
That would be an awesome power couple.
How impactful in your relationship has it been to have a partner who not only knows how difficult the sports world can be, but someone who understands the time and commitment that it takes?
Oh, yeah, it's been awesome, especially for me doing a lot of things that are unconventional. People say that I overdo everything, so I tend to spend a lot of time and energy in the weight room, throwing, it's just an obsession. Mm-hmm. And so I think having her to understand how I'm kind of wired and knowing that's kind of how I am, it's really awesome. And just having someone who's like just gonna kind of support you through it all is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing, we'll get a little less serious on that. Fastball, slider, changeup, what's your favorite pitch?
Definitely the heater, for sure. Like, not even close. I mean, like, I had a really good slider, I felt like, going into spring training, but I just didn't have enough reps pitching to where, like, it's pretty hit or miss right now. We're still trying to figure out a few things with it. I've thrown some really good changeups this year, but I've also thrown some really bad changeups. But just throwing a heater at the top of the zone by somebody, it's a pretty sweet feeling, so I just want to do that, honestly.
That's a real pitcher answer right there. Thank you. Appreciate
you
taking the time.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Best of luck going forward and through the end of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Blue Jays fans, this Saturday, August 13th, is Family Fun Night presented by BayCare. Your Blue Jays will take on the Tampa Tarpons, and after the game, kids can run the bases. Fans can also sit back and watch a spectacular fireworks show light up the Dunedin sky. You don't want to miss out. Again, that's Saturday, August 13th, Family Fun Night presented by BayCare. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Good evening and welcome to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here for Game 5 of this six-game series between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dineen Blue Jays. On the mound for your Blue Jays this evening, Dion Santos, number 35, the righty. He's making his 14th start of the year, 19th overall appearance. Blue Jays have taken three of the first four games of this series. They're looking to clinch the series victory here tonight. It's going to be Spencer Jones, the center fielder, leading it off for the Tarpons. Wind blowing straight out to right field here in Dunedin, Florida, TD Ballpark. 87 degrees, a little cloudy, but no chance of any weather. That one a chopper to start it off. First pitch picked up over there by Machado. Throws in time to get Jones by about half a step. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield. Left to right, we've got Alan Rodon, Devontae Brown, and Roque Salinas. Along that infield, third to first, Josh Kasevich, Esteban Machado, Cade Doty, and Peyton Williams, with Jose Ferrer doing the catching behind the plate. Antonio Gomez, the DH for Tampa, he'll step in. That one's a liner towards right. Going out there is Salinas and making the catch on the run. A few steps in front of the warning track. Two pitches, two outs, two up, two down. That's going to bring up Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman.
Third baseman, number 10, Marcos Cabrera.
Quick start here, both by Santos and by the Tarpons. First pitch swinging on the first two batters. Now Marcos Cabrera batting 203 on the year, the third baseman. That one lifted. This could be a three-pitch inning. That one's over to the right side by the Blue Jays dugout, and it lands in between Ferrer and Williams. What a first inning that would have been. But Ferrer thought it was going into the dugout, so he started to lean over on that corner, only to realize that the wind was carrying it back onto the field of play, and neither Williams nor Ferrer could get to it. 0-1 the count to Cabrera. That one just missing. 1-1 the count. Fastball, slider, changeup in the repertoire for Santos. If you have listened to any starts that he's been involved in, you know what he likes to do. He likes to dominate with that slider, and it is in his detriment when it's not working great. He's confident in that slider when he can get it in the zone, out in that outside part of the zone, and get swings and misses. But if not, his game tends to suffer. The 2-1 just below the knees. Fastball coming in there at 91 to make it 3-1. Three-one pitch. That one in there for a strike. Cabrera thought he drew the walk. And now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Santos looking for a clean first inning. Pitching out of the windup, the righty kicks and fires. Now on a soft chopper left side, that's foul. Cabrera fights that one off, stays alive. He'll see another pitch. Your Blue Jays coming into this matchup, 22-17 in the second half. The Tampa Tarpons, 23-15. Blue Jays a game and a half back of Tampa. That one called strike three, inside corner, three up, three down. First strikeout for Santos. We'll head to the home half of the first. No score here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running all red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the hair right. I'ma call it my life. Shawty looking alright. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll. Let's roll. Oh, let's roll. I'll go anywhere.
Everybody messing with a pro now. I'm a pro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop or the hold down. Got the game on the go round. I'm the black Tom Brady and this, I'm the GOAT now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Hard lands out the SoCal. Better know now.
We're back here, bottom half of the first, no score. Josh Kasevich will lead it off for your Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Alan Roden and Cade Doty. Joel Valdez on the mound for the Tampa Tarpons, the lefty, making his second start of the year. First one, he went 3 2/3, gave up 2 earned runs. That one inside out, blooper right field line. That looks like a token foul, and it will land about 3 or 4 feet into foul territory. 0-1 to start off the third baseman. Kasevich, the second-round pick by Toronto this past July out of the University of Oregon. Lefty-righty matchup here. That one inside outs him again, blooper right side. That's going to be in fair territory, and settling underneath is Raimfer Salinas for out number one.
Now batting, left fielder, number three.
One up, one down for the Blue Jays. That's going to bring up Alan Roden, the left fielder. Roden in his first three games, 4 of 12, 333, 2 walks, 1 double, couple RBIs. First pitch, did he go around? He did, says the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. 0-1 to start off Roden. Roden's been solid from the plate in his first couple games, checking his swing. They said he went around again. That one looked like he held up, but it's 0-2. He's been solid from the plate, but he's been fantastic in defense. He's made two spectacular plays. They both came in his first two games. 0-2, that one in there. Roden down on three pitches. First strikeout for Valdez, and that's going to bring up Cade Doty.
Second baseman, number two, Cade Doty.
Cade Doty, the second baseman, batting 5 of 10 in his first two games here for Dunedin. Three-game hit streak to start off his professional career. First pitch by Valdez. That one fouled back into the right. 0-1 to get him started. Doty, the second-round compensatory selection by the Blue Jays out of LSU. The lefty out of the windup kicks, fires that one, ripped down the line. That's hook in. That might have home run distance, but it's foul, and it did have home run distance. Doty trying to make a bid for his first professional home run, but instead he's got an 0-2 count. That was a bullet down the line, but it unfortunately hooked about 10 feet foul. He'll step back in. We'll go again. Valdez kicks and fires. And that one cut and a miss. That one popped away and down the first base line. Doty letting it happen, and he walks out of the circle. Four strike out number two for Valdez, and out number three, of the first inning. We'll head to the top half of the second. No score here at TD Ballpark. Three up, three down on both sides. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
The East Coast leader in bus transportation services is proud to support.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life.
I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a moment.
We're back here, top half of the second. Dion Santos out for his second inning worth of work. It's going to be Ben Rice, Christopher Familia, and Connor Cannon for the Tarpons. First pitch misses on the outside part. 1-0. Threw up, threw down in the first inning for Santos. Very good. Including a caught looking on Marcos Cabrera. That one just below the knees, says Connor McKenna. 2-0. Ben Rice on the year batting 301. 6 home runs, 28 RBIs. He's been probably the most consistent hitter in the lineup for the Tarpons this year. Now on a hard hit grounder over to Peyton Williams at first. He's going to flip it over to Santos and stopping there. And they're going to go catcher's interference on Jose Ferrer. I'm not sure what happened. I believe they might have called it on the swing. I think Connor McKenna was telling the Blue Jays dugout that the bat 100% hit the back of his glove.
Left fielder, number 7, Christopher.
Obviously, I cannot see that from my vantage point. It didn't look like he interfered with him on the run down to first, so that's the only thing I can think of. So now one on, nobody out. Leadoff man on for the Tarpons. That one ripped down the line, hooks foul. Familia barreled that one up, but a little early on it. 0-1. To start him off. So that ends up going down as an error on Ferrer. Santos taking a second, letting Roque out there in right field get that ball. Toss it out of the field of play. Working out of the stretch now. Santos kicks, fires. That one foul. No, grounded right in front of the plate down the first base line. Ferrer with a toss over to first. They can't get the lead runner. No chance. Advancing over to second is Ben Rice. One out now for Connor Cannon.
First baseman, number 50, Connor Cannon.
One away, runner now in scoring position. First one of the ballgame by either team. Connor Cannon will step in. Cannon last night, 1-for-3, a walk. Batting 152 on the year. First pitch, the slider outside. Can't get the call. 1-0. That slider to righty hitters can be lethal when it's on point for Santos, and we'll see how it goes tonight. Kicks and fires. That one, the fastball, fouled back. Evens it up 1-1. A ball and a strike. Infield shaded over to that left side. The 1-1, the slider, yeah, that's going to get away from Ferrer. Ben Rice is going to advance easily over to third and picking it up now in the on-deck circle, really where the ball girl sits at the near edge of the Tampa dugout is Ferrer. Advancing over to third is Ben Rice, now 90 feet away from scoring position. Well, from the plate, I should say, 2-1 the count. That's going to go down as a wild pitch by Santos. Infield comes in for the Blue Jays. The 2-1 pitch. Cut and a miss. 2-2. Now the count to Connor Cannon. Strikeout here would be huge for Santos. Comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Big strikeout for Dion Santos. His second strikeout of the game. And that's going to bring up Roberto Chirinos, the shortstop.
Shortstop, number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
Ben Rice still there at third base. Roberto Chirinos, the shortstop, batting 213 on the year. 0-for-4 last night, 2 Ks. First pitch to him, and he goes around on that slider well outside and in the dirt. Got fooled pretty hard on that pitch, 0-1 to start him. And that's the kind of slider that I'm talking about with Dion Santos. If he can get righty hitters to chase after that, It's all day long with him. He can dominate a game. The 0-1 slider again. Swings over top. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs, a runner waiting there at third base. Tampa with the early chance to score. And the 0-2. Slider fouled back. Just able to get a piece of it was Chirinos. You'll see another pitch. No balls, two strikes, two outs. It was a prime scoring opportunity for the Tarpons. It really truly is. 0-2. Cut and a miss. Santos got him on the slider. Third strikeout for Santos. And the Tarpons leave a runner on third base. We'll head to the home half of the second. No score here at TD Ballpark.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted till. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Can't be right.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Peyton Williams is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Estevan Machado and Ryan McCarty. Joel Valdez out there for his second inning worth of work. Went three up, three down in the first inning. And the lefty kicks and fires. First pitch in there for a called strike. Williams just 2 of 18 to start off his Blue Jays career. Looking to get things going. And asking for a challenge on that called strike. That slider by Valdez is now ruled a ball. So 1-1 the count instead now to Williams.
The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
3 RBIs and 3 walks. He has had some good at-bats, but he hasn't been able to get any results, really. 2-1 the count. Another slider, that one missed. Valdez with some really nice pitches in his mix. Fastball, slider, changeup, I believe is his repertoire. That one missed inside. Struck out 43 hitters in 28 innings in the Complex League this year. And he struck out 7 in his first start last week in Lakeland in a walk as that one's low and outside. The slider again. Williams drawing his 4th walk of the season. And that's going to bring up Estevan Machado.
Shortstop, number 14.
Leadoff man on for the Blue Jays, Estevan Machado. 4 of 11 in the series, a double in RBI. Couple runs scored, couple walks drawn. On the year, batting 272, 23 RBIs. And that one gets back behind Ben Rice. Now advancing into second base in scoring position is Peyton Williams. A wild pitch, I believe it will be called, on Valdez. Rice, typically a sure-handed catcher back behind the plate. He blocks a lot. That one was low and inside. Not a lot of chance there with the right-handed batter and going to your left side. Valdez working out of the stretch for the first time. Kicks, fires. That one was up and in, but Machado able to get a piece of it. Fouled back into the netting. One in, one the count. Machado getting a lot of reps after the call-ups to High A Vancouver. Raquel Nicastro was sent down to the complex. And Machado, a very good defensive middle infielder, whose bat has definitely developed throughout the year. Even with all the college guys being drafted and signed, and he checks his swing there. Now blocked by Ben Rice. Did he go around? He did, says Robert Ginther in the field. Thought he was able to hold up, but apparently not. 1-2 the count to Machado. Williams thought about taking off towards third. Not a ton of speed by the big guy out of Iowa. Comes in at 6'5", 255. Valdez comes set. Kicks and fires. That one called. Strike three outside corner. A really nice backdoor slider. Third strikeout for Valdez, and that'll be out number one.
Designated hitter, number 11, Ryan McCarty.
Ryan McCarty, the DH. Hit his first professional home run last night in the fifth inning. This past college season's Division III Triple Crown winner. Got his first big fly of his professional career. Takes that first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Four RBIs in just three games on a three-game hitting streak as well. And that one pops up off the knee pad and out of play. Another slider that Ben Rice was unable to keep in front of him. Popped up the knee pad and into the stands. I had never seen that before this season. Before this season had come. And the last homestand that we had, I believe it was Fort Myers, we had one that popped up off the catcher and into the stands. The only two times in my life I've ever seen that within the last couple weeks. Now a grounder foul left side. Nice pick there by Donnie Murphy, the former major leaguer. Now Blue Jays manager. 2-1 the count to McCarty. 5 of 12 since being drafted and brought up here to single A. 2-1 pitch and a foul tip. Got a slight piece on that slider, but not enough. 2-2. Devontae Brown, the center fielder, he's waiting on deck. Infield is in for the Tarpons defense. Valdez comes set. RBI spot, the 2-2. Cut and a miss. Another slider. That one blocked by Rice that time. He's going to make the throw over to first and finish off the strikeout. McCarty down on strikes. Strikeout number four for Joel Valdez.
Devontae Brown.
Two down now. Last chance for the Blue Jays here. These first couple innings so far almost mirror images of each other. Really the only difference being Ben Rice getting the first on a catcher's interference and Peyton Williams getting the first on a walk. First pitch, Devontae Brown, low and inside, 1-0. Fastball coming in, 93. Low 90s fastball for both pitchers. Both have a devastating slider. Lefty kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Blocked that time by Ben Rice. Slider again, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Devontae Brown. 3 of 13 since getting the call up. He's got a four-game on-base streak. Went hitless in his first game, or rather in his second game. That one's in there right at the knees, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away here, bottom half of the second, no score. The pitch. That one low and inside again. That's a good snag by Rice. Rice Rice has had to go down to block about 5-6 pitches already in this inning. 3-1 to Brown. Jose Ferrer, the catcher, on deck. Valdez kicks, fires. That one down low. Another walk. This time drawn by Devontae Brown. That's going to put runners on the corners, two down. That's going to get Grayson Crawford out of the Tampa dugout. The pitching coach going to go out, talk to his pitcher, his catcher. Connor Cannon, the first baseman, looks like he wants to join in the discussion as well. It's going to be first and third, two down for Jose Ferrer. Ferrer now batting a little under 200. Went 0 for 3 in his first game of this series, 193 on the year. He has driven in 13 runs. He's got a chance to make it 14 here with a runner 90 feet away. Connor McKenna out to break up the meeting, and he does so. Cannon headed back to first. Rice back behind the plate. Ferrer is going to step in. Crawford back to his dugout. Eight-hole hitter, Jose Ferrer. Blue Jays get another chance with a runner at third. Devontae Brown drew the walk. He's now at first base. Valdez in a tough spot. Kicks and fires. That first one low and inside, the fastball. He's yanked quite a few pitches, not just his slider. A fastball he's not got the best control of. One out to Ferrer. That one low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Valdez comes set, looking towards first. Devontae Brown might take off at some point. Now there's a move over. Back in standing up. Brown was very aggressive in his time at NC State. Undrafted out of there. Signed with the Blue Jays. 0 for 1 thus far in his minor league career. The 2-0. That one low and inside. Now 3-0 to Ferrer. Three balls, no strikes. I doubt Ferrer would have the green light here. Especially with Roque Salinas, he's almost guaranteed to put the ball in play. Waiting on deck. 3-0. The pitch. That one misses. High and outside. Now Ben Rice going to ask for a challenge. And it is changed to a strike. So Ferrer took his elbow guard off. He's going to have to put it back on, step back in.
The result is a 3-1 count on the batter.
So we'll try it again. Now a 3-1 count. Valdez comes set. The pitch. That's a soft grounder right to the mound. He's going to turn, throw to first, and it's in time to get Ferrer. And that ends the inning and the threat for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the third. A lot of threatening here in this second inning, but no scoring. Top of the third coming up here at TD Ballpark. Corona
vibes. Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. You can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are Winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a dollar ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Nights presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beers at our WestJet flight deck or $2 16-ounce beers at Eddie's Bar. And also $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are all-you-can-eat and BOGO margaritas and house wine. All-you-can-eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday. For 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m., fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third baseline. Fans can also enjoy BOGO margaritas and house wine at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands to grab 50-cent cotton candy. After the game, fans can make their way down to the right field line and play catch on the field. Don't miss out on these great weekly promotions. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the third. No score. Rain for Salinas will lead it off. Dion Santos back out for his third inning worth of work. I've got a special guest here in the booth with me, one of our interns on her last day with the team, Marissa Sapienza. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, Chris. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad, you know, living the dream, watching a baseball game, getting paid to be an idiot. It's never a bad day here. That one lifted towards center field. Devontae Brown over towards the warning track in front of the wall turns, and that's gone. I think that's your fault, Marissa.
You know, I blame you too.
I've had two guests on here, the other one being Zach Phelps. I think they scored when Zach was on, so maybe we just don't have
maybe,
any guests anymore.
Yeah, stop having guests.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. All right, well.
Second baseman.
I think that's it. I think that's all we got. One of our interns, she's been working with us since spring semester ended. She goes to Florida State. Got the internship down here. She's been doing great work with us. How would you summarize this year, this summer with the Blue Jays?
You know, it was a summer I was not expecting to be a part of. I've had a great time, love working in baseball. So I think I would love to come back. It's been a great time. Love watching baseball every day.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. As there's a base hit into left center field. Luis Santos now rounding first and heading back. Back-to-back hits. I definitely think this is your fault, Marissa.
I might have to go. I understand.
So you're going to Florida State.
Yep.
What was your major that made you want to try to?
My major is sport management. I started off as marketing. Realized I think sports is better at what I do. So decided to change it freshman year, and that's how I got here.
How'd you apply? How'd you even hear about us?
It's funny, our ticketing guy, Mitch Albright, sent out something to our director of the program, and I was like, Dunedin's only 40 minutes away from my house. I was like, have to at least try. So applied, got the interview, went through that process, and now here I am.
Who'd you interview with?
I interviewed with the entire front office.
Oh.
The entire front office.
Yeah, that's not intimidating.
No. Luckily, it's a small front office, but it was everybody. So a little scary.
Yeah. Who has what's been your favorite moment so far this summer?
I like when we, like, you know, we did fishing night, pride night. Anytime we have an event going on, there's a lot going on in the fans, in the stands, stuff doing and going on in the pavilion. I love when everything is active. So I would definitely say any of our, like, themed nights have been my favorite.
Yeah, the themed nights, they definitely draw a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time. It's always a much better atmosphere when there's a ton of people. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked up over by Kasevich. Gets it over to second in time for the fourth and not in time to first for the double play. So that wipes away that single by Santos, but it does put Spencer Jones on first with a fielder's choice. Tampa leading 1-0. One out here, top half of the third. It's going to bring up Antonio Gomez, the DH.
Number 21, Antonio Gomez.
So what kinds of stuff have you been doing with the team?
Mainly, I'd say I am merchandising and marketing, but I do a lot in the shop with picking out merchandise we are going to sell and just running the shop. So a lot of merchandise. I updated our online store, so make sure you go check it out, jshop.com. I think that's what it is. You know, I run it, and I can't even remember what it is.
I believe it's DunedinBlueJays.milbshop.com.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, we get some foul balls here that if there's one specific area that if a foul ball comes in that direction, there's nothing I can do. Not a single thing I can do.
That's kind of scary.
I just got to put my hand up, hope I catch it, hope the reflexes take over.
You should have a mitt up here.
I should. You're right. I definitely should.
Prepare yourself for that.
Move over to first. Jones back in time. So you've been working in the J shop mainly with with Zach Baer.
Mm-hmm.
He's our retail coordinator, whatever his title is, something like that. I tend not to really listen when he talks, as that one's fouled back into the right again. Well, it's good because he needs all the help he can get.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You know.
Hopefully he can hear what I'm saying, and hopefully, hopefully we can have a nice.
He's definitely shaking his head right now. Thinking,
he definitely.
I hate that guy.
He's definitely saying that he hates me, that I'm an idiot, but par for the course.
Yeah.
We know what I am.
Mm-hmm.
A ball and two strikes to Gomez. Santos kicks, fires that one. The slider low, not side. Gomez takes. 2-2. What has been, maybe not what you expected while working in baseball. What's the most prevalent thing that has happened or continues to happen that you were not expecting?
Oh boy, that's a was I not expecting?
We ask the hard hitting questions here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Wasn't ready for that one.
Cut and a miss there by Gomez. Two down.
You really stumped me on that one. Baseball is a sport that I never thought I'd work in, honestly. I always, you know, saw myself as hockey or football. But when you work in baseball, it's pretty much the same thing, you know, most of the time. I wouldn't say I can't think of anything that I haven't expected.
So I think that's something that the two different jobs that we have here.
I would agree.
For you, it might be the same kind of thing every day. For me, something different happens every game as there's a wild pitch. Blocked by a Ferrer, but not close enough to him to keep Jones at first base now in a scoring position. But a 1-2 count. Every baseball game, to me, there's something completely random, something different that you've never seen before. And that's why I like baseball so much.
Yeah.
That's why it's my favorite sport. There's always something new happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, shop usually stays the same unless we, I know last season started off even back at Florida State, Nike, you know, had some issues with shipping and stuff. So a lot of teams in every sport, I'd say, was low or missing their anything with jerseys or T-shirts. So that's something different. Don't usually see that. Usually your store is filled with stuff, but it's hard when you're missing things.
Yeah, and we're going to take a quick break. End of the inning, Marcos Cabrera struck out swinging. Santos' fourth strikeout of the night. Marissa will be back with me in the bottom half of this upcoming inning. So we'll be back. Stay tuned. We're back here, bottom half of the third inning. Roque Salinas is going to lead it off for the Blue Jays, now trailing 1-0 after that home run by, who was it? I already forgot. Christopher Familia, I believe it was. So, and that one hits Salinas, rather. That's going to put the leadoff man on base. And the Blue Jays. Do what?
I would never want to get hit by a pitch.
I mean, nobody ever does.
No.
Even when it's an off-speed pitch, it still hurts.
Yeah.
You got a ball that's even coming at 75, 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Feels a lot better than a 95-mile-an-hour hit-by-pitch. But Salinas taking his time walking over to first. I don't blame him. That's going to bring up top of the order Josh Kasevich. He flew out to right field in his first at-bat. Back here with Marissa Sapienza, our intern on her last day. It is a sad day, but we got cake yesterday, so that was great.
Cake and ice cream.
Cake and ice cream. That one's popped back up and out of play.
That would be my last day. Get cake and ice cream every day.
Yeah, exactly. Just What you should do, you should get hired and then leave the same day. That way they get you cake. I don't know if that's how it works.
Do that process every day. That sounds tiring.
So you're heading up back to Florida State. You go up tomorrow?
No. I go up. Figured I'd give myself a week to,
smart,
you know, decompress, see my hang out with my family before I go back, because I know they hate seeing me leave. So.
And you're going into your junior year?
Yep. Okay. Third year. So be starting all those sports classes because get into your program junior year. So.
What is the end goal for when you do graduate?
I honestly would love to come back here.
Okay.
I've had a great time here. If not, if that doesn't happen, I would like to work for any other, you know, professional team.
That one lifted high towards left center field. That's going to be – I came off the bat with a much better sound than I thought. That's why I got excited. But just caught out there in left field by Familia. That's one away. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay. I thought it was home run, too. What were we even talking about? Completely forgot. Oh. Yeah, definitely some sports team, professional, but I would definitely love to come back here. I've loved the people that I work with. Everyone in the front office is great. All the J-Shop staff, love all of them. Shout out Sue and Julie tonight. So, would love to come back here if I could.
That sounds like a real corporate answer, but it really is true. Everybody here, this is my third year with the team, first doing radio, but – it's been a great experience so far, in my opinion. I've loved every second of being here at the stadium. Even the bad days, the bad days are still great days.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally just working around baseball. I get paid to watch baseball.
Exactly.
It makes no sense. I do it for free, but if someone wants to pay me, I'll do that too.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I mean, it's just, I've always grown up watching sports, baseball especially. So being able to work while watching sports, it's like, 2-for-1, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't get any better, honestly.
Yeah, especially when the alternative for you is watching Philly sports.
Oh, yeah, Philly sports.
Yeah, sorry I had to bring that up.
So sad. It's all right. I understand. I get crap for it every day.
That one a grounder as the runner went. Forced at second. Perfect situation for the Tarpons defense. They're able to turn an easy double play. That will end the inning. We won't go to break just yet. I got one more question. Let me mute the field mic. Do you think that this internship has given you something to build on looking going forward as you move throughout your career?
I think so, yeah. It definitely has shown me, like, what this kind of career that I want is like, and I definitely think that it's something I would love to do for the rest of my life. So this internship has been great, and I appreciate every second of it, and I'm thankful for everyone I got to work with and thankful for the front office for giving me this opportunity. So big thanks to them. So yeah, I love it here.
Now, unfortunately, I make zero decisions around this place. If it were my decision, I'd love to have you back. I'm sure everybody here would love to have you back. It's been a great time having you around. We're gonna miss you while you're back up at college.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you're gonna do some great things up in Tallahassee. You're gonna watch probably a mediocre football team this year.
I'm a Florida State
fan myself, and I can say that. But thanks for everything. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to the top half of the fourth coming up here at TD Ballpark.
Blue Jays fans, this Saturday, August 13th, is Family Fun Night presented by BayCare. Your Blue Jays will take on the Tampa Tarpons, and after the game, kids can run the bases, and fans can also sit back and watch a spectacular fireworks show light up the Dunedin sky. You won't want to miss out. Again, that's Saturday, August 13th, Family Fun Night, presented by BayCare.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. 1-0, Tampa leads it. That first pitch by Santos to Ben Rice, the catcher. Low and inside for a ball 1-0. Big thank you to Marissa, our intern on her last day, joining me for an inning. Great conversation. Always great to talk with the interns and her, Liam, the two that are going to be leaving after this series. Always a great time. Two balls, no strikes. We are going to have Liam on tomorrow, by the way. just not showing any favoritism toward Marissa. A 3-0 count. But Liam is currently preoccupied during this ball game. He wasn't able to make the time to join on this broadcast, but he will be here tomorrow. The 3-0, that one in there. 3-1 now the count to Ben Rice. Santos, the one run, the home run, is actually by Rainford Salinas. And that one taken in the dirt. Leadoff walk drawn by Ben Rice.
Left fielder, number 7.
That's going to bring up Christopher Familia, the left fielder. 0 for 1, he grounded out right in front of the plate in his first at bat. First pitch by Santos, that one low and outside, 1-0. Runner on first, one out, 1-0 lead for Tampa here, top half of the fourth. That one in on the hands, popped up left side, up and out of play. It's going to be a 1-1 count. Santos, three-inning pitch, two hits, one run. It is earned. One walk, five Ks for him so far. The one mistake. Hopefully that doesn't come back to bite the Blue Jays. That one low and inside. Now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. One on, nobody out. Santos out of the stretch, kicks, fires. That one upstairs. .48 pitches, 30 strikes, 18 balls. But he struggled with his command here in this fourth inning. The 3-1. That one outside. Back-to-back walks. That's going to put runners on first and second base. No outs for Connor Cannon. And that's going to get Drew Hayes out of the Blue Jays dugout. He's going to go talk to Santos. This has been something the Blue Jays have been trying to work on with Santos. When he's confident, when he has that slider working, as I said earlier, he's almost unhittable. But when he's not able to get that slider in there for strikes, he tends to struggle a little bit. And when he doesn't have his command, that's when he really starts to struggle. He's going to have a little bit of work to do here in this inning. No outs, runners on first and second. Connor McKenna out there to break up the meeting. Blue Jays infield all heads back to their respective positions. Connor Cannon struck out swinging in his first at bat.
First baseman, number 50, Connor Cannon.
Rice on second, Familia on first. Connor Cannon stepping in. Santos working out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one low and outside. It gets away from Ferrer. Got a check swing from Cannon. I'm not sure if he went around on it or not. And it is ruled that he did not. So both runners now advance into scoring position. It's going to be a 1-0 count to Cannon. Now Dion Santos really has some work to do. Takes away a potential double play opportunity. Second and third, no outs. Santos, the 1-0. That one lifted high, deep towards left. Hook foul, hook foul, hook foul. It's going up, and it's foul. Connor Cannon got all of that one, but just a tad early. That one landed past the Orange Trail boardwalk. But luckily for Santos, the Blue Jays, it was foul. 1-1. Santos kicks, fires again. Slider cutting a miss. Cannon had a 1-0 count with a bid for his second home run of the year. Now he's got a 1-2 count. Strikeout here would be pretty big. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. Got him swinging on the slider again. Huge strikeout here for Dion Santos. That's going to bring up the shortstop. Roberto Chirinos, one away. You needed the one out before you can think about anything farther. Still second and third, one out here. Slider just missing on that outside corner, 1-0. Santos looking towards third. Kicks, fires the 1-0. That one down low. The slider again. Two balls, no strikes. Chirino struck out swinging himself. That ended the second inning with a runner on third base. 2-0. That one's got to be there. No. And Ferrer's going to ask for a challenge. And it is confirmed as a ball. Really close pitch.
The result is a 3-0 count on the batter.
I'll have to wait for my game day program to generate whether that was how close that was. That one fouled back to the netting. Now 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one away. Santos needs a strikeout here in a bad way. 3-1, cut and a miss. That slider inside corner. And now he's got a chance for it. 3-2. Was down 3-0. Santos was. Worked it back now full. The 3-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Got him chasing the slider again. Huge strikeout for Dion Santos, and that's going to bring up Rainfer Salinas.
Now batting, number 13, Rainfer Salinas.
Rainfer Salinas, he's the one responsible for the only run of the ball game. First pitch, that one lifted towards right center field. Devontae Brown on his horse, that's going to land in front of him. A single for Rainfer Salinas, and two runs are going to come in to score. Salinas with his second and third RBI of the game. And that's going
to
make the score a little bit more difficult here for Santos. There's one out away from getting out of that really tough jam. Now he's still one out away from getting out of this inning. Luis Santos, the second baseman. First pitch, taken up high for ball 1-0.
Call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 1-0 count on the batter.
Santos 1-for-1. He singled into left center field immediately after that Rainfer Salinas solo shot. The 1-0, that one in on the hands, popped up right side. Peyton Williams down the right field line, called off by Cade Doty. He'll make the grab in foul territory, and that will end the inning. But the Tarpons score two on the two RBI single by Rainfer Salinas. We're going to head to the home half of the fourth. Blue Jays now trail 3-0.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Blue Jays now trail 3-0. Joel Valdez out for his fourth inning worth of work. Santos was almost out of that jam. But two RBI single, rather, by Ranford Salinas, his second and third RBIs of the game, has now made it 3-0. Continue that inning. The 1-0, that one missed outside. 2-0 to Cade Doty. Doty struck out swinging in his first and only at bat thus far. Out of the windup, kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Now a 3-0 count. Three balls, no strikes to the leadoff hitter. Valdez kicks, fires. That one inside corner called a strike. That one looked a little inside to me. And 3-1. That one, a grounder left side. That's going to be picked and off the glove of Marcos Cabrera. That's going to likely be ruled as an infield single. Not the easiest play. We'll see how it's ruled. The Blue Jays still without a hit.
First baseman, number 37.
We'll see if they give it to him. And we await here. Still waiting on it. Peyton Williams now. Left-handed first baseman. First pitch in there for a called strike. And that's going to go down as an E5. So Doty can't get the single. It's going to be 0-1 to Williams. Valdez kicks and fires the 0-1. That one fouled back. Now 0-2. So Cade Doty, who's currently on a 3-game hit streak, he's going to have to wait at least another at-bat to try to extend that. An error ruled on that play, and trying to check. Peyton Williams waved around on that pitch in the dirt. He's down on strikes.
Shortstop, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Esteban Machado, the shortstop, he's stepping in. That's the fifth strikeout for Joel Valdez. Kicks and fires, first pitch to Machado in there for a strike 0-1. One on, one out. Valdez, the pitch. Grounder left side, foul. Almost jumping into it was one of the guys in the Tampa dugout. It went off that facing, and one of the Tarpons players jumped onto the field of play as it ricocheted off the fencing in front right next to him. The 0-2 to Machado. That one low and inside. Machado struck out looking in his first at-bat. His only at-bat thus far until now. Valdez comes set. The 1-2. Caught and a miss. Strikeout number 2 on the day for Machado. That's going to bring up Ryan McCarty. McCarty, the DH, he also struck out swinging in his first at bat. Now 2 down after getting the leadoff man on base. Back-to-back strikeouts by Valdez. Bottom half of the fourth, Blue Jays trail by 3. Now move over. That gets away. Doty's going to head towards second. He might make the turn. He will. He's headed towards third. It's going to be a 2-base error on Joel Valdez. Threw it to the right side of the bag, and Connor Cannon couldn't get to it. And that's big because Valdez has had a tendency to put that slider in the dirt against right-handed pitchers. And it's already proven tough for Ben Rice to keep in front. So with a run 90 feet away, Two down here. Big opportunity for Ryan McCarty and the Blue Jays. Second error of the game for the Tarpons. Blue Jays still yet to record a hit. That one in there. No balls, a strike. Valdez comes set, kicks, fires. That one ripped down the line. That's a foul ball. Less than a foot away from bringing in a run. McCarty turned on it a little too early. Hit a frozen rope that almost took Kate Doty's head off. And now it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. Caught and a miss. That one in the dirt. Pops away from Rice. McCarty's going to run it out. And that will do it. The Blue Jays leave a runner on third base. We'll head to the bottom half, or rather top half of the fifth. 3-0. Tampa leads it.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people.
We're back here, top half of the fifth, 3-0 game. Tampa leads it. Dion Santos out for his fifth inning worth of work. First pitch high and outside to Spencer Jones, top of the Tampa order. 1-0, the count to start him off. Jones 0-2 on the day. Ground out in a fielder's choice. That one hit the mask of Ferrer or McKenna. I'm not sure. Both of them got up kind of slow. I think it might have hit both. 1-1. Jones did not play in last night's game, but on Thursday night he went 2-for-3. A double and a home run. His first two hits as a single-A player. That one fouled off left side. Now 1-2 the count. Three hits, three runs, all earned for Santos through the first four innings. Seven strikeouts, however. The 1-2. That one fouled off left side again. Now count stays 1-2 again. Same issue as last week, really, for Santos. Those two walks that he gave up in the last inning came back to bite him. The 1-2. That one in there. Called strike three. A nasty slider that came back to the middle of the plate. Jones goes down looking. Strikeout number 8 for Santos. And that'll bring up Antonio Gomez.
Designated hitter number 21, Antonio Gomez.
Blue Jays do have a righty warming up in the pen. First pitch lifted high right field. Coming in is Salinas. Settles underneath about halfway, about medium depth, and he makes the grab for out number two. Gomez now 0 for 3. That's going to bring up Marcos Cabrera. He's 0 for 2, 2 Ks.
Number 10, Marcos Cabrera.
First pitch to Cabrera. Fastball just missing. 1 and 0. Santos working out of the windup, the 1-0 pitch. That one, the slider, did he go around? He did not. 2 and 0. Chopper over to the mound just to the right. Santos takes it himself, steps on first, and that will end the inning. So after a bad inning by Santos, a 1-2-3 inning to end the fifth, we'll head to the bottom half of the fifth, 3-0. Tampa leads it.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget this Friday, August 12th, is back.
We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Valdez looking to finish five innings here, 56 pitches through the first four. And that one ripped towards left. Going back towards the wall is Familia. That's a big gun! A solo shot for Devontae Brown. His first professional home run. The Blue Jays get a hit and a run all in one swing of the bat. That replaces the goose egg in the hit column and the run column. And the Blue Jays are on the board, 3-1 here in the fifth.
Catcher number 9, Jose Ferrer.
That brings up Jose Ferrer. Still no outs here, bottom five. Devontae Brown, the former NC State star, gets his first for the Blue Jays. That one popped back up and out of play, 0-1 to start off Ferrer. That one popped up right side towards the line. It's fading away from Salinas. Now back over to his left, to his right, rather. He makes the adjustment and the grab for out number one.
Number 50, Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas, he'll step in. Was hit by a pitch. Was the first out of a double play that ended the top half, bottom half, rather, on the third. That first pitch, he looked a square around and bunt, pulled back, took it for a strike, 0-1. That one gets back behind Ben Rice.
But with nobody on, no big deal there. 1-1. Blue Jays finally have a hit. Thanks to Devontae Brown, they finally have a run. Thanks to Devontae Brown. The 1-1 to Salinas. That one in on the hands, popped up left side. That'll get up and out of play. A ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Infield now fully shifted to the right. That one in the air left side. Might be trouble. Three Tarpons converging. Someone calling it off. It's Cabrera in foul territory. Six, the glove out, makes the grab. Two down now. Top of the order, Josh Kasevich.
Now batting number four, Josh Kasevich.
Josh Kasevich, he's 0 for 2. He as well as Cade Doty, as I mentioned earlier, on three-game hitting streaks. Both 0 for 2 this evening thus far. Kasevich, two flyouts, one to right, one to left. First page below the knees, 1-0. That one down low as well. Back-to-back fastball, same spot. Couldn't get the call either time. 2-0 count to Kasevich. That one in there. Got that one up a little bit higher. 2-1 the count. That one in there as well. And now Kasevich is going to ask for a challenge there. And now it's changed to a ball. The Tampa dugout trying to argue that the Blue Jays dugout told Kasevich to ask for a challenge. You're not allowed to do that.
Result is a 3-1 count.
But Connor McKenna shutting it down, saying that they did not tell him to ask for a challenge. It's now a 3-1 count to Kasevich. Blue Jays, only one challenge remaining, so luckily, that one went in the favor. That one down low. A walk drawn by Kasevich. Two outs here in the fifth. It's going to extend the inning a little bit. Now, Alan Roden will step in. That's going to get Grayson Crawford out of the Tampa dugout. Second mound visit of the game for the Tarpons. Going to go out and talk to Valdez, Connor Cannon, and Ben Rice. They're trying to get him through five. Put him in line for his first win as a Tampa Tarpon. He's got to at least get through Roden here. Get one more out in this inning to have that potential. They do have a righty working in their pen. Looks like number 11, Harold Cortillo. And we'll see if they pull the trigger if another Blue Jay gets on board. Ben Rice headed back to the mound. Everybody back to their position. It's going to be Alan Roden, one on, two away.
Left fielder, number 34, Alan Roden.
The lefty kicks, fires, first pitcher Roden, grounder right back to him. Broke the bat. He flips it over to first. That will end the inning. One run on the big fly by Devontae Brown. The Blue Jays are on the board, but still trail 3-1. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. 3-1, Tampa leads it. And don't forget, your Blue Jays wrap up this series against the Tampa Tarpons tomorrow here at TD Ballpark before we welcome in the Jupiter Hammerheads on Tuesday, August 16th. Tomorrow is Sunday Fun Day. We've got $2 mimosas, $2 Bud Light seltzers in our Eddie's Bar, and families can grab a 50-cent cotton candy as well as playing catch on the field after the game. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup, scheduled for high noon, go to DaneenBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby.
Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the rehabber, minor league rehabber, Adrian Hernandez. First pitch in there to Ben Rice. 0-1 to start off the catcher. Out of the windup, Hernandez kicks, fires the 0-1, fouled straight down. 0-2, now the count. Rice technically 0-1. Catcher's interference and a walk. Came around, scored a run. That one low and inside. One ball, two strikes. Rather 0-0. Yet to record an at bat. My mistake. Catcher's interference does not count as an at bat. That one in there. Now he's 0-1. Called strike three on that changeup with a ton of arm side run by Hernandez. Final line for Dion Santos, 5 innings pitched, 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 8 Ks. He was pitching phenomenally up until those back-to-back walks. The wild pitch that put Tampa in prime position for a 2 RBI single by Rainford Salinas. That made it a 3-1 ball game. Again, it's all about the command with Santos. If he can control it, keep it in the zone, not walk the guys. Made the one mistake on the home run. That was pretty much it. 1-1 as that one missed. Adrian Hernandez making his second appearance for the Blue Jays this season as a rehabber. That one lined up the middle, just out of reach of Machado. That's going to be a one-out single for Christopher Familia. He's on for the second time, 1-2 now.
First baseman, number 50, Connor Cannon.
Now Connor Cannon, he's 0-2, 2 Ks. He was victimized by Santos twice, both on the slider. One on, one out. Hernandez working out of the stretch now, cut and a miss, that fastball. Top of the zone, 90 miles an hour, 0-1. Now move over to first. Back in is Familia standing up. Hernandez, he spent most of his time this season at AAA Buffalo, where he's made 18 appearances, gone 20 innings, a 1.80 ERA. That one popped up back out of play, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. And his only appearance in his rehab stint thus far. Went 1 1/3, struck out all four hitters he faced. Rather, all outs that he made. He did give up one hit. And time called. And a time violation is going to be called on Adrian Hernandez. That's going to be an automatic ball. Did not pick up that foot in time as that clock hit zero. Caught and a miss down on strikes for the third time tonight is Connor Cannon. Again, that changeup might be a little bit of an exaggeration to say this, but that changeup's got so much run, it kind of looks like a lefty slider. It's a fantastic pitch by Adrian Hernandez. And two down here in this inning, both with a strikeout. First pitch, low and outside, that fastball, 1-0. 10 strikeouts thus far for Dunedin pitching. Roberto Chirinos, he's also 0-2, 2 Ks. Hernandez kicks and fires that one up and in. Brush back Chirinos, it's a 2-0 count. Pitching out of the stretch, Hernandez comes set. 2-0, that one down low. Now a 3-0 count to Chirinos. One on, two away, 3-0 count to the shortstop. Batting 211 on the year. There goes the runner. That one inside corner called a strike. The throw down, not in time. Into second safely is Christopher Familia. He puts himself in scoring position here, two outs. Second stolen base of the year for Familia. He's 2-2. Now an 8 chopper. That's going to be picked up by Kasevich. Long throw in time, and that will end the inning. No runs on one hit. One man off the board. We'll head to the home half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. 3-1. Tampa leads it after 5.5.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach.
Happen inside of me, excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold, it's dichotomy, rock with me with some prodigies, la-di-da-di, we party, they hear us down in the lobby, we try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry, no time to be out of hating, it's history in the making, I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying, my mama proud that she ought to be, Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery, don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm like, oh, you just gotta let it show, run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach, make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me, summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
Yeah, I'm sliding, my looks could kill, they violent, look at me, look at me, I'm the captain and pilot, I'm on it.
Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that shit down and write it. We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander, number 11, Harold Cortillo. First pitch to Cade Doty. That one in there for a called strike, 0-1. Cortillo on for the 31st time this year for the Tarpons. That one fouled back. 46 and a third innings pitched, a 3.88 ERA. 0-2 the count. We saw him on Wednesday night. Pitched one inning, gave up one run. It was unearned on two hits. Walked two, struck out one. Cut and a miss. Doty down on three pitches. That's going to bring up Peyton Williams, the first baseman. He's 0 for 1, a K. He walked and made it to third, but was stranded there back in the second inning. One up, one down for Cortillo. That one inside. 1-0. Yet to give up an earned run in four appearances this month. That one fouled straight down and back over the head of the catcher and the umpire, 1-1. Three balls, one ball, one strike. That one up and out, 2-1. Cortillo, a 3.00 ERA in the month of July after a fantastic month of June, which he pitched to an 0.73. He struggled a bit in the beginning half of this year, the first 2 months, I should say. But since June 4th, his first appearance of June, he's been outstanding in the bullpen for Tampa. Chopper over to first, picked up by Cannon, flips it over to Cortillo, covering at first for out number two.
Now batting number 14.
Two up, two down. Now Esteban Machado. He's 0 for 2, 2 Ks. One looking, one swinging. Cortillo kicks, fires. That first pitch in there for a strike. 0-1. Ryan McCarty, the DH on deck. That one outside. The Blue Jays have been no strangers to comebacks against the Tampa Tarpons this year. If you remember back in May, I believe it was, must have been May 10th, 11th, first game of the series in which, the first series that Tampa came here to TD Ballpark. They got a 10-run lead after the top half of the fourth, through the top half of the fourth. The Blue Jays came back with 9 runs in the bottom half of the fourth inning in that game. Hit a 2-run shot. Gabby Martinez did to take an 11-10 lead, and then Rainer Nunez topped it off with a solo shot later on to make it 12-10. The final score ended up being 12-11. 3-2. That one missed up high. Couple comebacks in this series already. That one up high. A walk drawn by Esteban Machado. That's going to bring up Ryan McCarty. One on, one out.
Designated hitter, number 11, Ryan McCarty.
Ryan McCarty. He's 0 for 2, 2 Ks. Both swinging at pitches in the dirt. Let's see if he can make some adjustments here. And see if a pitching change helps him out. That one, the slider low and outside, he takes it. The 1-0, that one fouled back into the right. Last night, the Blue Jays got down 2-0 in the first inning. Came back and ended up winning by a score of 7-2, scoring 7 unanswered. That one in the dirt, 1-1. Rather, 2-1 the count. McCarty Cortillo kicks, fires that one in there right at the knees, right on the outside corner as well. Evens the count up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Cortillo comes set, kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Three strikeouts for McCarty, all swinging. And that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, one man left the board. We'll head to the home half, rather top half of the seventh. 3-1, Tampa leads it.
Fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions we've got here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights, they are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. Fans can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are Winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday night game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a $1 ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beer at our WestJet flight deck or $2 16-ounce beer at Eddie's Bar, and also $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are All You Can Eat and BOGO Margaritas and House Wine. All You Can Eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m. Fans with an All You Can Eat ticket can enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third base line. Fans can also enjoy BOGO Margs and House Wine all night at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and $2 Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands and grab 50-cent cotton candy. And after the game, fans can make their way down the right field line to play catch on the field. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the seventh. 3-1, Tampa leads it after six. Adrian Hernandez back out pitching. Kicks and fires. Ran for Salinas. Chopper over towards short. Picked up by Machado. Racing down the line. And Salinas made it close. But that's out number one. One pitch, one out. One up, one down. That's going to bring up Luis Santos, the second baseman. First time the Blue Jays have gotten Salinas out today. He's been a thorn in the side during this game. A home run and a two RBI single. He's racing down the line. Now he's taking his time back to the dugout. We'll hold for a second. And now we're ready to go. Righty-righty matchup out of the windup. Hernandez kicks, fires. That one, the slider, didn't break enough. Got Santos to duck out of the way of it. Started off right at him. Almost broke into the zone. 1-0 the count. Caught and a miss. Powered that fastball by him at 91. Evens it up. Ball and a strike. Santos 1-for-2, single in the third, fouled out in the fourth inning. Now on a soft chopper left side, that's going to kick foul. It'll be in a ball and two strikes when Santos gets back to the plate. Adrian Hernandez, the pitcher, currently ranks as the 18th overall prospect in the Blue Jays organization. Spent some time here and Dunedin last year, but he's been moved up the minor league ladder pretty steadily throughout the last two seasons. That one just off the plate, can't get the call. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, that one low and outside fastball. That'll run it full, 3-2. Spencer Jones, top of the order. He's due up. And a 3-2 count to Santos. Kicks and fires. Got him the chase after that changeup in the dirt. Again, that changeup with that arm side run dropping under these Tampa bats. In the limited time that we've been able to see Hernandez here this year,
now batting,
that changeup is absolutely filthy. It's definitely his best pitch, in my opinion. Two down, third strikeout for Hernandez. And now Spencer Jones comes up. 0 for 3. Did reach on a fielder's choice. That one off the end of the bat, fouled back to the left. 0 and 1. A lot of hype around Spencer Jones, the first-round pick of the Yankees this past July. Played two games in the Complex League. That garnered a lot of publicity. If you're ever on Twitter, Instagram, you know how popular Yankees Twitter is and how much they like to talk. They like this kid. The 1-1, cut and a miss. 1 and 2, now the count. Went 0 for 4 in his first game. Second game, though, 2 for 3. Looked a lot better, including that home run. The 1-2. That one ripped towards right. Actually, on the inside part of the bat, that's dying out there. Right in front of the warning track is Salinas. And that'll be out number 3. Didn't get the sweet spot. Hit a little bit inside on it. That'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Tarpons. We'll head to the home half of the 7th. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark.
Fans, it's time to get up for the...
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh. I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
we're back here, bottom half of the 7th. Devontae Brown, he'll lead things off for the Blue Jays. That first pitch inside. 7-8-9 hitters due up for Dunedin. Devontae Brown, Jose Ferrer, and Roque Salinas. Cortillo back out pitching. That one's in there, 1-1 the count. Devontae Brown, 1-for-1. Big fly, his first of his professional career. Cortillo kicks, fires. That one's sent towards left. That's going to fall for a base hit. Devontae Brown now 2-for-2. Now a 5-game on base streak for the young outfielder. Now Jose Ferrer will step in.
Nine, Jose Ferrer.
Both hits in this ballgame by the Blue Jays belong to Devontae Brown. That's a grounder up the middle. That's going to hit the bag. Pop to the right side of the outfield. And now going towards third is Devontae Brown. What looked like could have been an easy double play ball hit the corner of the bag and pop straight up into right center field.
Right fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
I talked with Marissa, our intern. You see something every game that you don't see. That's exactly what I was talking about. Now runners on the corners, no outs. A big opportunity here in this 7th inning. Blue Jays trailing by 2. First pitch fouled straight down. Right on the right thigh of Ben Rice. 0-1 to start off Salinas. First and third, no outs. Cortillo now in a bit of a jam here. That one right at the knees called a strike. Top of the order, Josh Kasevich on deck. Roque Salinas, an 0-2 count. Infield playing pretty true for him. The 0-2, cut and a miss. Swinging at that changeup. That'll be out number one. Strikeout number one for Salinas. Strikeout number three for Cortillo. Now Josh Kasevich. Three-game hitting streak. He's 0 for 2 tonight. One or two opportunities left for him to continue. That's down the line. That's a foul ball. Oh, so close. Right down the first base line. I don't have the best angle at it, but Connor McKenna behind the plate was all over it. So close down that first base line. Kasevich would have tied up the game. But instead, it's just a strike on the scoreboard, 0-1. That one he takes, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. The only thing you don't want here is a ground ball straight to an infielder. The pitch. That's a ground ball straight to short. Picked up by Chirino. Steps on second and over to first in time. The 6-3 inning ending double play. I need to keep my mouth shut. We'll head to the top half of the eighth. Still 3-1.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, the minor league rehabber, Jackson Reese. First pitch to Antonio Gomez, 95-mile-an-hour fastball taken down low, 1-0. Jackson Reese working back from injury. Third time we've seen him here in Dunedin. That one fouled back. I believe it was off the front foot, actually, of Gomez, now 1-1. He's made two appearances so far for the Blue Jays. Three innings pitched. No hits, no runs. Six Ks. Caught and a miss. Now 1-2. Gomez 0 for 4, the DH. The final line for Adrian Hernandez. Two innings pitched. One hit, no runs. No walks, three strikeouts. Another really nice performance by that rehabber. Now we're on to a different rehabber. That one, the slider, outside, 2-2. Two-two pitch, just off the plate. 3 and 2, the count to the leadoff hitter. Kicks and fires that one, lifted towards right. Going back a few steps, and to his left is Salinas, makes the grab, and that's out number one. Gomez now 0 for 4. That's going to bring up Cabrera, who's 0 for 3, 2 Ks, and a ground out to the pitcher unassisted, which you don't see too often. Blue Jays still trailing by 2. They had an awesome opportunity in the bottom half of the 7th. But an inning-ending double play off the bat of Josh Kasevich ruined that. The 1-0, that one low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Blue Jays running out of time here. Trying to keep the Tarpons off the board for the rest of the ball game so that they can try to manufacture a few runs. Now a 3-0 count to Cabrera. Out of the windup, Reese kicks, fires. That one inside, a 4-pitch walk. Cabrera didn't have to do much there. Now one on, one out for Ben Rice.
Catcher number 23, Ben Rice.
Jackson Reese, the 28-year-old. Out of the University of Hawaii. That one low and outside to start off Ben Rice. He struggled with injuries the past few seasons. Originally signed with the Blue Jays back in 2018. Now a soft grounder right in front of the mound. Jose Ferrer is going to be left with it. Throw over to first in time. Jackson Reese left that ball on the ground for Ferrer. I think a little bit of a miscommunication at first. But they're laughing about it now because it all worked out. Two down, runner in scoring position now as Cabrera made it to second, no throw. Christopher Familia, the left fielder. He's 1 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Now a grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Williams. Flips it over to Reese covering it first, and that will end the inning. So the one-out walk does not come back to bite the Blue Jays. We'll head to the home half of the 8th. The Blue Jays have 6 outs to work with. They need 2 runs. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. And Blue Jays fans, don't forget every home game this season will be streamed live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Don't forget tomorrow is the wrap-up game of this series before we welcome in the Jupiter Hammerheads on Tuesday, August 16th. It's also Sunday Fun Day here at TD Ballpark. Fans can enjoy $2 mimosas and Bud Light seltzers as well as 50-cent cotton candy and even play catch on the field after the game. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets, or if you can't make it, listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be. Won't you ride with me, ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a...
We're back here, bottom half of the 8th inning. Blue Jays trailing 3-1. Harold Cortillo back out for his 3rd inning worth of work. First pitch to Alan Roden. Misses low and inside, 1-0 to start him. Roden 0 for 3. Strikeout grounded into a double play. That one missed outside, 2-0. Roden, Doty, and Williams do up for the Blue Jays in this half inning. That one up high, now a 3-0 count. Blue Jays have six outs to get two runs. Depending on what happens in the top half of the next inning, that one's in there. Roden currently has a three-game on-base streak that's currently in jeopardy. That one's sent towards left center field. Now it's definitely not in jeopardy. That one gets to the wall. Extra bases for Roden to lead off this inning. Puts himself in scoring position with a leadoff double. Great piece of hitting, sending that to the opposite field. Putting himself in scoring position now for Cade Doty.
Number two, Cade Doty.
Cade Doty has a three-game hit streak that's currently on the line as Rachel Balkovec exits the Tampa dugout. That's going to be it for Harold Cortillo, you have to assume. We'll wait for her to take the ball. She does. And it's going to be a call to the bullpen. Tampa is going to have a new pitcher when we return. Runner on second, no outs here. Bottom half of the eighth. Blue Jays trailing 3-1. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Liam Mendez is the new pitcher for the Tarpons. He inherits a runner in scoring position, no outs. Cade Doty, the batter. Chance here to trim the deficit. That first pitch by Mendez taken up high. We saw Mendez here a couple days ago. Went one inning, two hits, no runs. Was back on Thursday night. Out of the stretch, kicks, fires, cut, and a miss on that fastball at 93. One and one the count. Doty 0 for 3. Still looking for his first hit to continue that hitting streak. That one off the plate outside. Good take by Doty. Peyton Williams, the first baseman, waiting on deck, 2-1. Mendez, the 2-1 pitch, caught and a miss. Nice slider, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Mendez comes set. The pitch. That one popped up high. That's coming back. It might stay in play. Ben Rice to the netting, and it lands right on the walkway. Doty stays alive. 2-2 still the count. The line for Cortillo. 2 innings pitched, 3 hits. No runs just yet. He's responsible for the runner on second base. 1 walk, 3 Ks. Two-two count will go again for Doty. The pitch. That one ripped towards left. That's high. That's deep. That's in the left field corner. Turning in. It's gone! A two-run shot for Cade Doty. The first of his professional career. And he ties things up here in the eighth. Cade Doty, the LSU grad, sent that so high up into the Dunedin sky, and it landed just past the wall. We're tied up here at TD Ballpark. The Blue Jays with potentially another comeback on their hands. And now Peyton Williams will step in. Huge hit, huge home run, first of his career. That one down in the dirt to Peyton Williams. 1-0 to get him started. How about that to keep your three-game, now four-game hitting streak alive? Infield shifted over to the right now for the lefty. That one outside now, 2-0 count. Liam Mendez was brought on to try to strand that runner, at least maintain the lead in this inning. He failed to do so. Now he's got to get three outs himself. That one a foul tip, stayed in the glove of Rice. 2-1 the count. It's a brand new ball game here. No outs in the eighth. We're leveled up 3 apiece. Out of the windup, Mendez kicks, fires. Caught and a miss, now 2-2. Mendez fires that one, the slider. Can't get Williams to chase that back foot slider now. 3-2, a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes now. Esteban Machado on deck. We'll see him and Devontae Brown. Rather, Ryan McCarty, not Devontae Brown. The 3-2 pitch. That one ripped down the line, foul. Williams stays alive. Little ahead of that changeup. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Williams will see another. Out of the windup, Mendez fires. That one in there, called strike three. Williams down on strikes for the second time tonight. And that's going to bring up Esteban Machado.
Number 14, Esteban Machado.
First strikeout for Mendez, but he's not going to be too happy about it. Mendez kicks, fires, first pitch to Machado, taken inside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Machado 0 for 2-2 Ks. He did reach on a walk in his last at bat. That one in there. Machado is questioning it. Blue Jays only have one challenge remaining. He opts not to challenge that pitch. The 1-1. That one up high. Two balls, one strike. Kicks and fires. That one in on the hands. Popped up left side, up and out of play. 2-2 the count. And now stepping out of the dugout for the Blue Jays is Michael Turconi. He's going to end up pinch hitting for Ryan McCarty. Now the 2-2. That one inside corner, called a strike. Machado immediately asked for a challenge. It did look a little inside, and it's confirmed as a strike.
The call of strike has been upheld.
So what do I know? That's strikeout number 3 on the night by Machado. second looking, and now Michael Turconi will step in. Turconi pinch hitting for the DH. The 23-year-old out of Wake Forest.
Pinch hitting for Ryan McCarty, number 7, Michael.
Drafted
Turconi
in the 15th round this past July. Batting 313 on the year, 5 of 16 through his first few games. Out of the windup, Mendez kicks, fires. Lefty-righty matchup here is what I'm assuming the Blue Jays were going for. Playing the matchup. The 1-0. That one sent high towards center. Moving a couple steps in now, Spencer Jones, and he'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays tie things up on a two-run shot by Cade Doty. We'll head to the ninth. We're all square here at TD Ballpark, 3-3. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here, top half of the ninth, tied up 3-3 thanks to Cade Doty. Brady Lyle, another minor league rehabber. He'll enter here in the ninth, taking over for Jackson Reese. First pitch to Connor Cannon, low and outside, 4-1-0. That one, a grounder, that's up the middle. Machado making his way to it, picks it up, long throw, nice play by Machado. Off-balance throw, he had to run a long way for it. Gets the first out of the inning, one up, one down. That brings up the shortstop, Roberto Chirinos. Brady Lyle here from AA New Hampshire. He's making his second appearance. During his rehab stint, he gave up one run on one hit. It was an unearned run. That was in Tuesday's game one of this series. The 1-0, now 2-0. That one skipped. Trinos 0-for-3 thus far, 2 Ks. Rain for Salinas awaiting on deck. 2-0 by Lyle. That one inside. Now a 3-0 count. Three balls and no strikes. Lyle pitching out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one off the plate. Blue Jays are out of challenges. So nothing they can do about it. A four-pitch walk to put a runner on with one out for Rainford Salinas.
Right fielder, number 13, Rainford Salinas.
If the Blue Jays are going to win this game, it's going to be via the walk-off. Haven't seen one of those in a while here at TD Ballpark. First pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Salinas. 2-for-3 tonight. Ground out to shorten his last at bat. First time the Blue Jays got him out. He's been the only means of production for Tampa thus far. That one inside. Off speed. Lost the grip on it. 1-1. Lyle kicks and fires. That one hits him. Fastball at 90. Hit him right on the elbow guard or right above the elbow guard. So that's going to put the go-ahead run in scoring position for Tampa. Luis Santos, the second baseman, will step in. Definitely not what the Blue Jays wanted here in this ninth inning. Brady Lyle's got some work to do. Luis Santos, 1-for-3 on the night. First pitch skips. A nice block there by Ferrer. 1-0 to start off Santos. Nobody currently throwing in the Blue Jays' pen. But there is some moving, some stretching. The 1-0, that one fouled left side. That doesn't go too far from the plate. It's going to be a 1-1 count. Looked like it popped up and hit Santos at some point, but he started leaving the box as if it was a normal batted ball, so either way, still foul, 1-1. Runners on first and second. Lyle asking for a new ball, tosses the other one towards the Blue Jays' dugout. Lyle looking towards second. Kicks and fires, that one in there. Nice pitch there. One ball, two strikes. Strikeout here would be pretty big. And there go the runners. That one off the end of the bat, threw the bat at it. The runners are going to go. It's a bloop single. One run's going to come in, and the Tarpons retake the lead. Santos literally threw the bat at it. It's in between home and the mound. And somehow he got that to fall
center fielder, number 35,
in between Alan Roden and the shortstop, Esteban Machado. That's going to get Drew Hayes out of the dugout. Rather, not Drew Hayes. That's definitely not Drew Hayes wearing a similar hoodie. I believe that's the pitching coach here with the Rehabbers. Have yet to meet him. Don't know his name. But either way, the conversation is going to be about the same. Get this guy out. First and third, one out. Lyle giving up the run. The Blue Jays now trail again. And it's the top of the order, Spencer Jones. Lyle, out of the stretch, kicks, fires first pitch, kept in front by Ferrer. Again, skipping that well in front of the plate. That was the fastball. Ferrer able to get enough of the glove on it to keep it from going too far behind him. It did go a couple feet, but not near far enough for there to be a play at the plate. And even Santos at first held up. The 1-0. That one in there outside corner. 1-1. Jones 0 for 4. Chance here to extend the lead for the Tarpons. Blue Jays need a double play here in the worst way. The 1-1. That one outside. That pops off the glove of Ferrer and back to the backstop. The runner went. He was trying to make the throw down to second, and he didn't corral the ball. That's going to be a pass ball on Jose Ferrer. Another run comes in to score, and another run is in scoring position. The Blue Jays collapsing here in the top half of the ninth inning. A walk, a hit by a pitch, a single. And now a pass ball has the Tarpons up two runs. 2-2 count as that one is fouled back into the netting. Two balls, two strikes, one out, and now two outs. Cut and a miss. Able to finally get out number two. And that's going to bring up Antonio Gomez.
Designated hitter number 21, Antonio Gomez.
After all the excitement in the bottom half of the eighth, the crowd now down to murmurs. First pitch to Gomez, taken down low. Lyle just does not have any command right now. 10 balls on 18 pitches. Kicks and fires. That one inside. Two balls, no strikes, two away. A runner at second base in scoring position. Two runs already in for the Tarpons in this inning. Lyle kicks, fires. That one a cut and a miss. Blue Jays tied it up. They're trying to win this game five and clinch a series victory. If not, they'll have to try again tomorrow. Taking three of the first four games, but now they trail here. That one fouled back, now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Gomez up for the fifth time tonight. Three flyouts to right field and a strikeout. The 2-2 pitch, that one inside. Three balls, two strikes, a full count to Gomez. Now on a chopper over towards third. Picked up by Kasevich. Long throw from deep over by short. And it's in time to get the out. Two runs on just one hit for the Tarpons. We'll head to the home half of the ninth. They now lead 5-3. The Blue Jays need two again to keep this thing going here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Usually I put something on TV so we never think. Reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen.
You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But
sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. Can't make you.
We're back here, home half of the ninth. Devontae Brown will lead it off. Brown, Ferrer, and Salinas. The 7-8-9 hitters due up. Tampa scored two runs in the top half of this inning. The Blue Jays have some work to do. They need two to keep it going. First pitch to Brown. Taken inside and a little high for ball 1-0. Liam Mendez back out pitching for Tampa. That one's in there. Mendez gave up the home run to Cade Doty that tied up the ball game. The 1-1. That one a soft chopper. It hit Brown while he was still in the box. Either way, it was foul. 1-2. Devontae Brown, 2-for-2 today. He's reached base safely all three times, a home run and a single. Mendez kicks and fires the 1-2. That one fouled off the bat. Tried to check his swing, but got a piece of it. Count stays at 1-2. The righty out of the windup. Kicks and fires. That one low and outside. A good, tough take by Brown. And asking for a challenge there is Ben Rice. And it is confirmed as a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 2-2 count on the batter.
The 2-2 pitch. That one a grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Santos. Gets it over to first in time for the out. One away.
Catcher number 9.
Blue Jays need some help. Jose Ferrer. He's stepping in. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Had a base hit up the middle that hit the second base bag. Now he's back in the seventh inning. That one, a broken bat single into center field. Back-to-back base hits by Jose Ferrer. That's exactly what the Blue Jays needed. Rest in peace to the fallen warrior. That is Ferrer's bat. Sacrificed himself for the good of the team. And now Roque Salinas. First pitch to Salinas. Grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Cannon. Could have gone to second for a game-ending double play, but stepped on first instead. I'm not going to complain about it, but he had plenty of time to at least get the lead runner. Cannon opted to just go to first instead and tag the first base bag to get Salinas. Now, Josh Kasevich. He'll step in, runner in scoring position, but that's not the run that matters. Tying run is at the plate. First pitch, taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Kasevich on a three-game hitting streak.
The result is a 1-0.
And now I believe the Tarpons are out of challenges. That one, a challenge by Ben Rice. Did not work out for him. Three-game hitting streak for Kasevich. He's got one final opportunity here. Time called. And Mendez, they're telling him to throw the ball in. Robert Ginther is. Mendez not happy with the field umpire. The field umpire, Robert Ginther, motioned to Mendez that he was wiping something on his jersey. Obviously, with the Major League Baseball cracking down on using sticky substance, that always raises a question, but we'll see that one outside. Now a 3-0 count. The umpire obviously saw something that he didn't like. Mendez still drawn with him, staring back right at him every time he grabs the ball from Ben Rice. 3-0. That one up high. A four-pitch walk to Josh Kasevich. That puts the tying run on first base. That brings up Alan Roden.
Left fielder, number 34.
He doubled into left center field in his last at bat. Came around and scored the second run. Came around and scored on the Doty home run. And now the Blue Jays have a chance. Tying run on first base. Time called. Grayson Crawford exits the Tampa dugout. Runners on first and second, bottom half of the ninth. Alan Roden stepping in. Roden now a four-game on-base streak. He's 5 of 15 since being brought up to single A. This is likely the most important at-bat he's had in his stint here in Dunedin. The Tarpons exit the mound, everybody going back to their respective positions. Mendez versus Roden. Two outs here, first and second. Cade Doty is on deck. He tied up the game in the last inning. Mendez kicks and fires. First pitch to Roden. That one's in there. Oh, and one to start off the left fielder. The pitch. That one in the dirt. Kept in front by Rice. One and one. One ball and one strike. Mendez working out of the stretch. Comes set. Kicks and fires. That one ripped over to second. Nice pick by Santos. He has plenty of time over to first in time. And that will do it. So the Tarpons take the game. They improve to 24 and 15. Your Blue Jays fall to 22 and 18. The Tarpons score 5 runs on 5 hits. They committed 2 errors. Your Blue Jays, 3 runs on 6 hits. They committed 1 error. The win goes to Liam Mendez. The loss to Brady Lyle. And there is no save. We're back here for Game 6 tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for high noon. Coverage will begin at about 11:30 a.m. And again, it's Sunday Fun Day. Come on out for a ball game and some $2 mimosas and Bud Light seltzers. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow. Go Blue Jays.